Just one touch. That's all we need from Jesus. Just one drop of oil. Amen. Just one touch from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh. One moment in your presence. One moment in your presence. Just one time. From you, just one drop of your precious oil, just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh, oh, one moment. One moment in your presence changes everything.
Just one touch from you. From you. Just one drop of your precious. Your precious oil, Lord. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence. One moment in your presence, Lord. Just takes one moment in your presence, and it will change everything.
I'll wait on you, Lord.
Jesus.
that you'll finish what you started. So why I'm gonna wait?
Just listen, if you haven't got it by now, but just listen to this line. One moment in your presence.
On the Lord, one moment in the presence of the Lord changes everything. We thank you tonight. If you are listening to this broadcast live, I tell you, we are in for a visitation from God. I believe that with all my heart. And it's no half-chance if you're listening to this, whether you're listening to it live or whether you're listening to it as an archive. The same anointing, the same yoke-breaking anointing, the same burden-lifting and yoke-destroying power, the anointing that is on tonight is going to be there whenever you listen to this. There are some things that are happening in our lives that if we're looking at them with the natural eye, it's enough to devastate. It's enough to make our faith, make us lose our faith. Our faith gets weak, and sometimes we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about the times where we feel like giving up, when you've been in a fight for so long, and it doesn't seem like things are going to change. It doesn't seem like they're getting better. If anything, it seems like it's getting worse. And we get to those places in our lives where sometimes it's not just one thing we're dealing with, but it's like a chain reaction has begun, and where it was bad enough when one thing happened, but then that one thing led to something else, and then something else, and then something else. And before we knew it, some of us are in these whirlwind of situations and circumstances that are going on in our lives. And it's like we want to just say, stop the world and let me get off. You know, can we be real? Can we be real today? We feel that way. But there are some things that I believe that the Holy Spirit is just going to open our eyes and help us to see things the way they really are. I know you say, you know, well, sister, you just don't know. You know, this is real. This is real. I don't have a job. We're about to lose a house. My husband is sick, and all of these different things, and you just don't know. This is real. This is the real world. Well, I want to tell you, all of those things that you just listed, all of those things that just ran through your mind as I was saying that, those are facts. Yeah, the fact is you did lose your job. The fact is you did get that notice saying that they're going to take your house. The fact is, you know, you got all kinds of medical problems and you got all kinds of issues. Fact is you got this monkey on your back and you just can't seem to get it off. Fact is, you got all of these facts that are before you. They meet you every morning when you get up. They sing to you when you go to sleep at night. You can't even sleep at night for walking the floor in the middle of the night because of all of the things that are going on in your life. They're facts. But I'm here to submit to you today that though they may be facts, facts do change. But God's truth never changes. And what we are going to learn, what we're going to receive, and in a minute I'm going to pray a prayer to start us off, but I want to use this time for those of you who may not have been able to get your prayer request in to call in and get your prayer request, or you can even go to the chat. The chat is live tonight, so you can go to the live chat and post your prayer request there. But I just want you to know it's okay. It doesn't matter what the facts may look like. We are of those who we don't go by what we see. We go by what our Daddy God says. And we are going to learn. We're going to learn. We're going to hear tonight. I tell you, I believe that I have a word, and I believe with all my heart, everyone who hears this broadcast, whether it's live or whether it's later, his word says there is sure deliverance. There are going to be supernatural deliverances. Supernatural favor is coming to your house. Things that you couldn't shake, things that have been riding your back for years, lawsuits, court cases that have been tied up in the system for years, God said it's coming to an end. I'm telling you, whatever the situation is, whatever the facts look like, ever the report has been, that did not line up with God's word, I'm letting you know tonight, his truth is getting ready to turn it around in your favor. We're going to get into all of that in just a bit. But before we do, I want to start off with a word of prayer. We're going to hear a word from our sponsor, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to either post a comment or your prayer request in the live chat, or you can call in at 914-803-4491 and press 1 when you're ready to speak. Father God, in Jesus' name, Daddy, we thank you for this opportunity, this opportunity that you have given us today to come before your throne. Daddy God, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you hear the cries of your children. We thank you that you want better for us than we even want for ourselves, that we can't even imagine the things that you have prepared for those who love you. Father God, I thank you for all of those who are listening. And my prayer, Father, is that they will know you, that they will know you in an intimate, in a personal way. Father God, they know that they are the apple of your eye, that they are your own favorite son, favorite daughter. They are your favorite. And you have not turned a deaf ear to their cries. But you are faithful, loving God. And you hear and you know the voices of your babies. Father God, I thank you today. Prepare our hearts to receive. Prepare our ears. God, give us ears that hear your voice. For your word says that your children, your sheep, know your voice, and another we won't follow. Father, we want our petition tonight to be one that is effective, one that reaches your ears. Father, let our worship come up before you as a sweet, as a fragrance to your nostrils, as a sweet fragrance to your nostrils. Father God, let our worship be from a place of purity. For you are a spirit. You have created us in your image to be spirits. And you said that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us permission to come before your throne. You have given us permission to boldly approach your throne that we might obtain mercy. Father God, help us to see ourselves through the eyes of the Spirit, your Spirit. Father God, help us to let go of everything that has held us captive and have kept us bound, the lies, the things, the words of deceit, everything that has been sent to keep us bound, every wrong mindset, every ungodly soul tie, every generational curse, everything that is not like you. Father God, words that we have spoken and words that have been spoken over us that didn't come from you. Right now, God, we renounce them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we repent of anything and everything that has acted as something to hinder us and hinder and stunt our growth in you. God, right now, we put aside every weight, every sin that does so easily beset us right now that we might run this race with patience. Lord, with a blessed assurance that our destination is sure and that we are in your will. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. Father God, I pray that every individual that is listening to this broadcast, whenever it may be, Father God, that they will know the endless love that you have for them. Father God, we come against every spirit of condemnation, every spirit of guilt, of shame, every spirit that will try to hinder, every spirit that tries to accuse and cause them to be timid and to draw back. Right now, we come against those spirits in the name of Jesus. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, of timidity, but one of power and of love and soundness of mind. Father God, right now I pray that you will remove the scales from the eyes of your children. God, that we might see clearly. Lord, prepare our hearts to receive your word so that our hearts become good ground to receive your word. Father, break up the stony and the rough places in our hearts, oh God, and create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. Let our motivations be pure. Remove every form of deceit, every form of manipulation of anything, oh God, that is not like you. Father God, right now we arrest the spirit of fear, the spirit of control, the spirit of domination and ungodliness right now in Jesus' name. And we create a platform for you to come and sit in the midst of us, that your spirit will rest upon your people. Father God, that yokes of bondage will be destroyed and every ungodly thing will be cast out. Father God, right now, we call to arm your soldiers, Lord, to go out, to be prepared, to go out and do what you have called us to do. From this night forward, help us, Lord, to see the storms that are sent in our lives as what they really are. Father God, help us from this day forward to be strong and courageous. Lord, right now we cast out every drawback spirit, every spirit that tries to retreat. Right now, God, every spirit that would try to cause us to draw back and to take back the things that you have said for us to speak. Lord, right now, Father God, give us a holy boldness that is unwavering. No matter what we face, that we will be able to stand and declare the name and the word of God with a holy boldness. Lord, that we will be effective in this world. Help us to perceive darkness as it should be. Lord, help us not to run away from the darkness, but to understand that we are the light that is sent to those dark places, and that our light shines the brightest in the darkness. Help us, God. Help us to know that we are the salt sent to those unsavory places, that we will recognize the power and the authority that we have, that we carry. Lord, that when we walk into a place, the atmosphere changes just because we are there. Help us, Lord, not to retreat anymore and run away from the places that you have sent us to. Father God, help us to realize that the sting of death has already been arrested, and that once we realize that death has no control over us, that death has no hold over us, Lord, that we will be fearless, that we will be mighty, that we will do great exploits because we know whose we are, and we know who we are. Father, we give you our worship. We give you our praise. We give you our minds, our bodies, our spirit. God, we give it to you to do with it what you will. Have your way tonight. Have your way in our lives. Father God, I pray that those who have been straddling the fence will come into alignment with your will. I pray those who have gone back, who knew who you were, but they went back into the world, God, that they will be drawn back to you. I pray, God, for those children, those brothers, those husbands, those wives, those fathers and mothers who are out there living recklessly, living like they don't know who they are, God, that they will come to you. Father God, we're sending right now, we're dispatching supernatural enforcers, even angels sent to minister to your people. Father God, where men and women who you told to do things and they didn't do it, God, that you will raise up someone else. And those who have been disobedient, God, that you will give them a heart of repentance. Lord, that none will be lost who are yours. Father, help us to get the revelation that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is too hard for you. And even more so, help us to see that if you be for us, that nothing and no one can stand against us. Help us to see ourselves through your eyes. And help us to see one another through your eyes. Father God, we repent of every unrighteous judgment, every unrighteous word, every unrighteous thing that we have said that has caused our brothers and our sisters to stumble. We don't want to be stumbling blocks to those that we were sent to be a blessing to. Father, we repent of every judgmental attitude, every attitude of pride, every attitude that was not like you. God, if we caused anyone to see themselves in a way that was contrary to how you see them, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And we ask you, God, to restore our brothers and sisters. Help us, oh God, to humble ourselves before you. For you give grace to the humble.
You are listening to a broadcast being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be accessed via their web pages listed on the website of Kingdom United Ministry Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by Ambassadors and Women on Fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom's Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site, Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, highlighted by Ambassadors Winston Lewis and Antonio McCoy, which is an open conversation of foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith. while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussions.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campuses, both physically and spiritually. Join in the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://kept on campus.
And on the fourth Saturday, Kingdom Kids Network. Kingdom Kids Network is our youth ministry and is hosted by Junior Ambassadors Clinton
and Imani, and we are
Kingdom Kids.
Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions for Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN at KingdomComeNet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk, or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always, You are welcome. Amen. Thank you so much for staying with us on tonight. I am so encouraged on this evening. As I just want to acknowledge, those who are in the chat room, those who have sent their prayer requests, and those who have voiced their prayer requests. I just thank God for you, and I just want to encourage all of those once again. If you missed the first part of the broadcast, just to let you know that this is a divine appointment tonight. I don't believe that we're here. We're not here by half chance. Just so that you know how this came about. Over the past couple weeks, there's been several encounters that I've had with different individuals, and we're in a time now where it seems like persecution and things are happening, literal, when I say persecutions, of all kinds, but we're in a day, in a time, where the world is much smaller than it used to be. It used to be that before the cyber age, we were pretty much relegated to those who are around us in our circles, and if we did any kind of traveling, you know, those who traveled, of course, we had a broader perspective of the world. But we're living in a time now where our brothers and sisters and those of our acquaintances and such are in, they can be anywhere in the world.
So where you're hearing of devastation in one area, where it used to be that that was over there, and we didn't actually, it didn't really affect us as much. But when you have the age of social media, where you have individuals that are in places that we used to just hear about on the news, but you actually know people, you engage with people over the social media who actually live in these areas. And so the world becomes a lot smaller to us. So when you hear of the atrocities, both natural, those brought on by man, when you hear about these things, it takes a deeper meaning for many of us who are connected by this means of social media. And so having said that, I have heard testimonies and I've received prayer requests of individuals all around who are sharing with me the things that they're experiencing. And as much as we, especially those of us here in the United States, many times when we're going through things, it's not to make small of any of the things that we go through, because no matter what your trial is, no matter what it is that you're facing, the issue is big to you because it's you. However, I do want to bring something a little bit closer to you so that you realize, one, that the present suffering that you're in, one, is temporary. It's temporary. Remember at the beginning of the broadcast, I talked about facts versus truth. It is whatever it is that you're going through right now, it's happening to you. So you're going to be more connected with what you are presently going through because it is happening to you. But what we want to do tonight is not just focus on what our prayer is or what our need is or what we're going through. But we want to come before the throne of God in a way that when we leave, at the end of this broadcast, when this is over, we're going to know with a surety that our prayers have been heard. We're going to know with an assurity that it's done. We're going to know with an assurity who we are, why we're going through it in the first place. And we're going to have a confidence that no matter what it looks like, our position in the spirit is going to be that of one who is strong, courageous, bold, fearless, patient. We're not going to be anxious. We're going to walk in the authority that God has given us as being created in his image. We are going to know, and we're going to have an expectation that the God who promised, the God who began a good work in us, is faithful to perform it. I want you to know tonight, God hasn't forgotten about you. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We're not walking by what we see anymore. But we're going to walk in a way that worships God And I'm going to just talk, just hit on a couple of things before I actually go into prayer. And again, if you have a prayer request, if you call in, you can call in. If you would like to voice it at 914-803-4491, or you can post your question, your comment, your prayer request in the live chat, which is going on right now. So either one of those means you can do that. And if by chance you're listening to this after the broadcast is live, feel free to still send your prayer requests to kumn@kingdomcomenet.com. Again, that's kumnkingdomcomenet.com. And we will yet lift up your prayer request. Now, one of the things that I wanted to let you know, we're just going to start this right now, because right now all of us are feeling some type of distress, some type of urgency in our lives. And I think that's the best word to describe it, is that we all have some type of urgency in our lives. But what I want you to understand is that although things may appear to be one way, if we're not looking at the situation through the eyes of truth, we can be deceived, and we can go by what we see rather than what is. And that's why it's important that we understand the difference between facts and truth. Facts change, and facts can look one way, but facts can deceive you. So we have to understand that it's not facts that we're led by. But Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. When we come to God, we have to first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek after him. We've got to know who God is. We've got to understand that in God there is truth, and we have to ask God to reveal, to show us truth. And I want to let you know, too, that there's something that I found out about truth, and it's that many times we want the answers. We want, well, we'll ask someone, you know, well, what do you think about this, or well, how do you feel about this, and I want you to tell me the truth. And many times when they tell us the truth, it don't feel good, and we don't like it, and it's not what we want to hear. But I want to let you know that truth has a way of cutting. It has a way of digging deep. And so when and many times the truth is ugly. And so what allows us to receive truth is whether or not that same truth is accompanied by mercy. In other words, you can speak the truth, but if you don't speak the truth in love, that truth that you just spoke, it was used as a weapon more so than a tool that would heal, a tool used to heal or bring healing, because truth has to have a balance, because truth is hard. It is, it's not most of the time, it's not pretty. And so the thing that I love about God is that we can come to him, as the word says, we can worship him, but we can do it in spirit and in truth. This is the way he wants us to come to him. Because God's love is perfect. And so when he reveals to us those hidden places of our heart, those ugly places of our heart, those ugly things about us, his love, the mercy that he has for us is such that he can reveal those ugly places that cut like a knife if left by themselves, but yet it brings a healing balm with it. that brings us to the place where we say, God, you know, I thank you for showing me that part of myself, but I thank you for loving me so much that I understand why. I understand now why you did it this way and why you brought it that way. And we have to be like that when God uses us. We have to be those ones, the ones who are not afraid to speak truth, but yet speak the truth in love. Because if we don't, we will end up destroying relationships. We'll end up devastating people. And sometimes we can send people to a place where we'll regret, because we'll find that we were responsible for where they went. But we have to come to God in a way that we are humble before him. We bring everything to him. We're honest with him, and we don't withhold anything from him. And let him do in our lives what he wants to do. Ask him to show you who you are in him. Ask him to show you the places where you continually visit that keep bringing the same detrimental, those same results, that keep bringing loss, that keeps bringing hurt, that keeps bringing pain, all of those places. Ask him to reveal to you those places so that when he does, you can then start from there the process of conquering that area that you have now identified, so that you can conquer it. You can confront it, you can conquer it, and thereby you have the victory and bring him glory. Because every situation that we're experiencing in our lives right now are meant to bring God glory. But we haven't been seeing them with the proper perspective. We haven't been seeing them with the right eyes. And I want to just bring something to you today that I had never really seen like I have seen it recently. But when we talk about the things that we go through, why we go through them, and more importantly, and what we're going to deal with tonight before we get into this prayer, is how we deal with it. I'm going to read this one passage of scripture, and from here, we're going to set the stage for the prayer that we're going to be praying tonight. And this is found in Isaiah 40:31. And many of you may know this passage of scripture, and I know many of us have heard it, we've said it, we quote it. But I want to bring something to you today that you may have never seen before. And hopefully, it is my belief that after the Holy Spirit gives us the revelation, shows us and moves tonight to show us what it is that he wants to bring out of us and what he wants to do in us, that we're going to leave totally different than how we came. And Isaiah 40:31 says, and I'm reading from the King James Version first, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall walk and not faint." I'm going to read it now in the Amplified Version. "But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up close to God, as eagles do. As eagles mount up to the sun, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, or become tired. Again, that was Isaiah 40:31. Eagles, it's no hapchance that the writer in Isaiah, as he made the correlation of those who wait on God, who wait on the Lord, are going to be like eagles. I'm here to tell you, you're an eagle tonight. Whether you feel like it or not, you're an eagle. God has called you an eagle. And there's a couple of things that I want to just bring out in that passage. One, the eagle's wings represent your faith. And this is what I want you to keep in mind as we, as you read that passage. And I admonish you to go back and read it yourself and let the Holy Spirit show you things as it pertains to you personally. But the wings of the eagle represent our faith. What eagles do when they need to be refreshed, renewed, restored, they go up to a high place and they wait. As the eagle does, it waits because eagle's wings are so large and so powerful that they are not meant to flap. Flapping for an eagle is like suicide because they're not built to flap. They're meant to soar and ride the wind. They wait for thermals of wind to come strong enough to carry them. The wind represents the Holy Spirit. And the things that God is doing in our lives are not going to be by human strength. It's not going to be by your effort, because the places that he's called you to dwell in are high places. And the reason why many of us are tired, are worn out, are getting discouraged, are wanting to give up, is because we've been flapping in places that we weren't meant to be. The storms that have come in your life, and I know that they're there, but what an eagle does and what makes eagles different from every other bird is that eagles are the only birds that use storms to propel them to higher places. They're the only bird that has been seen by passenger jet, passenger planes, flying above clouds, flying above storms, where jets, where airplanes do, at altitudes that high. Eagles have been seen flying in those areas, in those altitudes. Because what takes other birds out, eagles wait on the thermal and the power of the storm to take them where they want to go. Not only where they want to go, but where they need to go. They're patient, because waiting on these thermals of wind can take days. It can take a while. But for eagles, it's okay, because they are patient. And they wait for that strong gust of wind that takes them to where they need to be. Now, stay with me for a moment. The song that you heard at the beginning of this broadcast wasn't just something to play just to have something to fill in a spot. There's something about waiting on the Lord that when we're going through in our lives, And we don't know quite just what to do. We can go to places in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can give us one word that takes all of the human labor out of what we're trying to do. The things that God is about to manifest in our lives are bigger than what we can ever do in our own human strength. But God is not going to do it by our human strength. It's like Zechariah says in 4:6, it's not going to be by might. It's not going to be by human power. But by my Spirit, says the Lord. God is going to manifest some things in our lives, and he said there are going to be places in our lives that we've been struggling with, we've been flapping around in, that we weren't meant to flap around in, that's been zapping us of our strength, zapping us of our power. He said, but I'm about to take you to heights that you've never known, and if you learn to ride the currents of the wind, you're going to end up right where you want it to be. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They're going to run and they're not going to get weary. They're going to walk and they're not going to faint. What he's saying is you're going to go into places quickly that would have taken you years, if ever, to get to in your natural strength. But you're not going to do it in your natural strength. And it's going to happen suddenly because you're going to wait for my word to propel you to the place that I want you to go. And you're going to step out in faith knowing that it was my voice, because my sheep know my voice and another they won't follow. You're going to launch out. You're not going to be afraid. You're going to spread your wings, and you're going to soar, and my word is going to carry you. The same word that is used to carry you is the same word that's going to keep you there. That's why you're going to walk and not faint, because it's not going to be by your natural strength. Another characteristic of the eagle, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get into the prayer. Eagles have, and like most birds, they have a third eyelid. And this kind of blew me away when I saw this, because their eyelid is used to protect their natural eye when they're flying, when they're in flight. The thing about this third eyelid for the eagle, though, is that it acts like a goggle. You know how pilots have goggles, and those who do, who especially in the old warplanes and different things, you saw that they had goggles. Well, so do eagles. These eyelids, they're transparent, but they protect the natural eye. But it also enhances the eagle's vision. They already have a vision that they can see farther than any other animal. They are precise in their vision. And so when they're in flight, when they are in that soaring mode, or when they're about to go after their prey, they're coming down at such a speed that they have to have their natural eye protected and yet have a clear vision of where they're going. The thing that blew me away about this is that this eye, this third eyelid, opens from the inside out. It covers the eye, the natural eye, from the inside out, not from the outside in, but the inside out. And I said, you know, there's something about this, because it's located right between the natural eye and the tear duct. And I said, God, what does this mean? That, you know, that it's designed this way. And it reminded me, you know, that there's an inner voice, that the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, that when it rises up, when we wait on that word, when we wait on God to show us what it is that we're supposed to do, where it is we're supposed to go, when we take the time to wait on God and we allow him to speak to us, he keeps the outside influences out. And it comes up, it rises up from the inside and covers our natural eyes and gives us clarity of vision so that we can see where we're going. We, like the eagle, needs to know where we're going. We need to know what God is doing in our lives and what it is that he's manifesting in and through us. God hears your prayer. He knows your need. He has already answered you. Before you even ask him, he already knows what you have need of. But God said we have to come to him. There's a way we come to him. When we come to him knowing who we are, getting rid of the shame, getting rid of the guilt, getting rid of all of the things that hinder us and see ourselves the way he sees us. Going into that place where we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And when we do that, his word says we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shows us things in secret that we wouldn't see with our natural eye. But we see our situations and our circumstances differently. And I want you to know tonight that God is doing something in your life. Whatever that thing is that had you bound, I know your kid's been acting crazy. I know your marriage seems like it's falling apart. I know the finances are shaky. It don't look good. I know your source, the thing that you thought was sustaining you, is about to run out. But God said, don't look at your resource as being the source. I am the source. All of these other things, I don't care what it was. I don't know. I don't care what worked before. It just means that your resource is about to change. But as long as you know the source, you don't have to worry about whether or not you're going to have provision from the resources. If you know your source, that he is the sustainer of all. He is the creator. If you can't see your way, you have the God, the source, that will make a way out of no way. You've got to believe that this storm, this present storm that you're in, was allowed to come in your life at this time. Because when you realize that all you need is a word from him, that the very thing that may have been sent to take you out is about to take you up. He's about to do something in your life that's going to change everything. He's asking you now. It's the time where you're going to have to wait on him. I'm going to pray this prayer. But what's more important is that you hear what he's saying to you. What's more important is that you get a word for yourself. He's already done it. It's already done. Right now, and I thank those who have called, who have sent their prayer requests, and we are about to go to the throne room of God. Expect this is about to turn around for you. No matter what it is that you've been going through, it's about to turn around. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that you are the creator of all. I thank you that you know our needs before we even ask you. I thank you that you understand where we are. And, Father, you haven't withheld any good thing from those who love you. Lord, you know the way that we take, that when we go through the fire, that we're coming through as pure gold. I thank you, God. Lord, as we bring our request to you, Lord, you said in your word that your word will not return to you void, but that it will accomplish everything you sent it forth to accomplish. Your word, God, you sent to heal us. Your word you sent to deliver us. Your word you sent, Lord, to bring us out of these places of bondage. God, I thank you. I pray, Lord, that you will prepare our hearts, that you will prepare our ears, that you will prepare us, God, for where you're taking us. Father, right now, I pray that you will restore relationships, that you will restore our minds, God, to a place where we are no longer thinking on the level of being as tails, but, God, that we think as heads. Lord, bring us to that place where you called us to be. Lord, that we are no longer flapping around in places that we weren't meant to be. But Lord, that we are rising above the situations and circumstances that were sent to destroy us. But we are now riding on those winds, God. And that these winds are taking us to a place that you have called us to be. Lord, help us to see through your eyes. Help us not to be timid, not to be ashamed, not to be fearful. Lord, help us to walk in victory. Lord, right now, I speak to that family who are facing difficult times right now, God. They don't know where their next resource is coming from. They don't know how they're going to make it from one day to the next. But God, I pray that they will know who their source is. I pray, God, that you will remove and break down every stronghold, everything that has kept us bound, everything that has caused us to stumble, everything that has caused us to shy away from that which you have called us to, everything that has caused us to see ourselves in a way that you don't see us, God. Help us, Lord, to have eyes that see as you see. Help us, Lord, to represent you in this earth. Help us to be who you have called us to be. Help us to go places that you have called us to go that we have been previously afraid to launch out into. Help us to know that where you lead us, God, you will also keep us. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, for every person who is suffering in their body. Lord, those things that have been hindering them have caused them to live restrictive lives right now. They haven't been able to do what you called them to do because sickness and illness has ravaged their bodies. But Father God, today, right now, Lord, send healing. Lord, you said in your word that healing is the children's bread. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that they will know the fullness of your healing. Lord, that restoration will come from every way. Lord, I pray that there will be a supernatural release of favor on the lives of your people right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, where court cases have been held up, where there have been judgments that have been against them, God, even the things that they were guilty of, because they know you, because they have repented, because they have changed their thinking, because they have changed the way that they saw themselves and they saw others, God, that there will be a supernatural favor upon their lives. Father God, I pray right now for families to be restored. Lord, for those who have been lost, those family members, oh God, who haven't been seen in years, God, that there will be a restoration, that they will come home. Lord, there are people right now, God, they haven't seen their loved one in years. They don't know where they are. But God, you know where they are. And Father God, I pray right now, Lord, for reunions. I pray right now for godly reunions. I pray right now, Lord, for visitations of your spirit, oh God. Lord, that you will visit those, oh God, who felt like they were lost and that there was no return for them, that there was no way that they could come back to you. But, Father God, because you love them, God, that there will be a supernatural impartation, that they will know that you have never left them, you have never forsaken them, that you are right there. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, for those who have been bound by addictions, bound by addictive behaviors that have been detrimental to their growth, detrimental to their relationships, detrimental to their lifestyle, detrimental to everything about them. God, that those things will be broken in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of drug addiction, of every type of addiction. And Father God, we speak to the root cause of it in Jesus' name. We come against every spirit of rejection, every spirit right now, God, of that has caused them to live abusive lives. Right now in Jesus' name, Father God, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, God, will be set free by the Spirit of God. Lord, that they will know, Lord, that even this thing that they're going through right now is only temporary, and that their victory is sure. Lord, you have decreed, you have declared, Lord, that your people are going to be free. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That they are no longer bound by circumstances. They are no longer bound by mindsets, by deceptive behaviors and deceptive practices. Father God, but you have given them vision that they can see clearly those places in their lives that have been sent to destroy them. Oh, our God, I pray right now, Lord, help us to rest in you. Help us to rest from our labor. Help us to give you the heavy burdens that have kept us bound. Help us to learn who you are so that we're no longer deceived by others' burdens that they want to put on us, or even the ones that we put on ourselves. God, help us to forgive. Yes, even ourselves. Help us to realize, God, that we're not what we did, that you have set us free from that. And not only did you send your Son to die for us, oh God, but he became that sin, that we are no longer bound to it anymore, that he's already bore the punishment of that sin. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, help us to have a hunger and a thirst for you that we've never had before. A passion that is so deep, Lord, that it doesn't move us when people tell us it don't take all of that. But God, help us to have a hunger and a thirst after you, oh God, that causes other people to say, it don't take all that. Why do you have to be all of that? Why do you have to do all of that? God, help us to have such a resolve that it don't even move us no more. That we become so hungry and so thirsty after you, oh God, that we will do whatever it takes. Because we realize that you are a spirit. That you require us to worship you in spirit and in truth. That you expect and you are only pleased with the faith that we have in you. That we must have faith in you in order to please you. Father God, help us to believe and to know that you are God. You are our source. You are the creator of all things. And you created us to be like you. Help us to realize our full potential. That we don't go back to those old ways and old mindsets anymore. Lord, help us to know that when we come before your throne, that we can come before your throne boldly, that we might declare and we may obtain mercy. God, you have given us power. You've given us authority over the things of this earth. And you told us that death and life are in the power of our tongue. And they that love it shall eat of its fruit. Lord, help our tongues to line up with your word so that when your word goes forth, you can watch over it and perform it so that it doesn't return to you void. Lord, help us to be able to recognize the facts, but Lord, help our words to line up with your truth. Help us, Lord, that when we pray, that our prayers are effective, that they are fervent, that they are producing that of which we praise. Lord, let us have this confidence in you that whatsoever we ask according to your will, that you hear us. And because we know that you hear us, we also know that we have what we ask of you. Help us to walk upright before you, oh God. Help us not to be moved by situations and the things that we see. We need you today, Father God. We need you today. We need you, God, our provider, our hiding place, our strong tower. We need you, God, for you alone are our God. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of our praise. You alone, oh God, are worthy. Father God, it is you. It is you and you alone, O God, that causes those things that be not as though they were. You only, O God, are the one who knows the beginning, the end from the beginning. God, you alone are the one who sets up one and puts down another. God, you alone are the one who pronounces favor upon your people supernaturally to produce supernatural increase assets, rules, policies change, battles won in which we don't have to fight. You called your people to go in places, and you called your people to decree and declare a thing, and it happens. Father God, right now, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving us a revelation of who we are that is so powerful, oh God, that we no longer shrink anymore from challenges. We don't shrink anymore from the power and the authority you've given us. We don't shrink anymore, oh God, by the things that you have told us to do, because we know that we're not going in our own power, but that we're going in yours, oh God. And Father, we're not moved by men's faces. We're not moved by what they say. We're not moved by what it looks like. We're not moved by what is being whispered in our ears by the enemy. But God, we stand on your word. We trust you, oh God, and we know that you are real. We know that you are with us. We know that those who wait on you will be renewed, oh God, and that you're going to speak to us, oh God, when we wait for a word from you, oh God. But this is how bad you are. God, you are so bad. You are so bad, God, that you will do it, oh God, without even our help, oh God. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you right now that your word is true. I thank you right now, oh God, that that you raise up your people, O God, to be who you have called us to be, to represent you on this earth, O God. Father God, I decree and declare right now that your spirit, the anointing of God, is coming into every house of the listener right now. In Jesus' name, Father God, right now, strongholds are being broken. They're being destroyed in Jesus' name. Bound all of the bondage that has kept your people bound, bondages of the mind, bondages of their body, bondage, oh God, even physical bondage, oh God. Lord, right now, that I pronounce freedom over your people right now, oh God. Spirit of freedom, Lord, that they will rise up and be who you called them to be, oh God, that they will run and not get weary, that they will walk and not faint, that they will know who they are in you, oh God. And Father, I thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God, for you're worthy. Oh God, I pray right now, Lord, for visiting angels, oh God. Right now, Lord, God, send your visiting angels, oh God. Lord, there's somebody out there right now, oh God. They need to know, Lord, that the supernatural work and power of God is alive in their lives right now. In Jesus' name, God, somebody needs to know, oh God, Lord, that you will step down yourself. God, you will send a messenger, Lord, to do what they need done, oh God. Father, the thing that seemed like it was so hard, the thing that seemed like it was impossible, God, is what you specialize in. And Father God, I thank you for it in advance. God, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for supernatural favor, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God. Lord, that people that are looking for jobs right now, God, Lord, they've been pounding the pavement. They've been going out. They've been sending resumes. They've been doing all of those things, oh God. Lord, they've been doing it. But God, right now, Lord, one word from you, one moment in your presence, it changes everything, oh God. Where they were running after the blessing, you're going to cause the blessing to come after them and chase them down and overtake them. Lord, right now, you said, oh God, according to your word, Lord, that you would cause blessings to overtake your people. God, I thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Oh God, right now, you said in your word that we would be sought out. God, I pray right now, Lord, for the sought-out anointing to be upon your people, oh God, where we were trying to go after stuff. God, let the stuff come after us in Jesus' name. Lord, make us blessings. Make us conduits of your anointing, oh God. Father, that we where we go, we are a blessing, oh God. We're not seeking to be blessed. We're seeking to be a blessing. For you alone are the one, oh God, who gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, oh God. Lord, help us to stop eating up our seed. But God, help us to sow our seed, oh God, and eat our bread. Father God, I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for that one who thinks that their time has passed, who thinks that it's too late for him, oh God, who thinks that you're mad at him. God, I pray right now that they will know that you're not mad at him, oh God. Lord, I thank you right now that you let them know, oh God, that their time haven't passed, that their times are in your hands. And Father, you're the one who says what season it is. You're the one that says what time it is. And God, I thank you right now, Lord, for a renewed hope. I thank you right now, Lord, for a renewed mindset. I thank you right now, oh God, for a holy boldness in Jesus' name. Father God, right now, Lord, turn around those families, oh God, whose children are acting crazy. God, right now, you know the reason for the crazy. God, you know the root of the crazy. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray right now for healing, restoration, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, turn their minds around, oh God, so that they will see themselves the way you see them, oh God. Lord, Lord, I pray right now for the parents right now in Jesus' name. Lord, help them to realize, oh God, that death and life are in the power of their tongues right now. And Lord, that they can speak life over those children, no matter how crazy they acting. God, help them to speak life and help them to do it, oh God. Lord, with a loving kindness, oh God, the way you have drawn us. Father God, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Oh God, we give you praise right now. We give you glory right now. We thank you, oh God, Lord, for deliverance right now. We thank you for deliverance. Deliverance of minds, wrong mindsets in Jesus' name. Lord, everything that has tried to keep us bound, Lord, we thank you for deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. I thank you, oh God, for healing for that man right now, oh God. You've seen the situations, you've seen the sickness, you've seen, God, the places that he's been. And God, you know the devastation of not being able to provide for his family, God. Lord, you've seen it, oh God. You heard the cry. You know what they're going through, oh God. But Father God, I lift them up before you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now. I thank you for a supernatural increase to come into that house. I thank you for a holy visitation. I thank you for messengers, oh God, messengers of the gospel, right now in Jesus' name. God, I thank you right now, God, for doing supernatural things in our lives, for manifesting amazing things in our lives. God, I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. God, help us to rise up. Help us, oh God, Lord, not to sit back anymore, oh God, not to be intimidated, oh God. Lord, help us to stop being impatient. Lord, help us to wait for you. God, help us to stop getting on our own agenda and to learn, God, to put ourselves in your timing, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God. Lord, to be patient enough to wait on your word, oh God. Lord, knowing that you can do more in an hour than we can with years of our own human labor. God, help us right now, oh God, Lord, to prioritize. Lord, help us right now, Lord, to seek you first, the kingdom of God, and let everything else be added to us, oh God. Lord, help us to stop putting everything and everybody before you, oh God. But Lord, help us to see that you alone are our source. You alone are the one, oh God, who can do it in our lives more than we can ever even imagine or think. But you're going to do it through the power that works within us, oh God. And Father, I thank you for it, that the people that are hearing this, oh God, who were patient enough to wait for your word, oh God, Lord, that they will receive the fullness of what you are partaking, that what you are giving to them right now in Jesus' name. Father God, right now, Lord, help us to walk in that power. Help us to walk in it, oh God. Lord, not just in word, but in demonstration of power. God, help it. Help us right now, oh God, to see ourselves the way you see us, so we can do what you told us to do, so we can show forth the glory of God in this earth, oh God, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for it right now. Lord, we pray. Lord, that Sunday, Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your spirit, oh God. We thank you right now, God. Oh, you're wonderful, oh God. You're wonderful right now. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now.
Oh God, you're incredible, oh God. Oh, you are amazing.
amazing. Yes, you are. Yes, you are amazing, oh God. You are amazing, oh God. We'll worship you, oh God. You're worthy of our praise, oh God. We thank you right now. We give you praise, oh God. Yes, you're Santa Rabada Yosta. Oh, you worship. Oh, God, you worship. Oh, oh, there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. We thank you right now. We give you praise right now. We worship you right now. Oh God, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Oh God, we worship you. You are our provider, oh God. You are the Lord God, our strength. Oh God, you are our peace. Oh God, you are our banner. Oh God, you are our healer. Oh God, you are all in all, oh God. You are a mind regulator, oh God. Oh Father, you are a deliverer, oh God. Oh God, you are our truth. Oh God, you are our trust, oh God. Oh, you are our provision, oh God. You are our refuge, oh God. Yay, you are a strong tower, oh God. Oh God, yes, oh God, you are living water, oh God. You're the renewer of our soul, oh God. You're the lover of our soul, oh God. Oh God, you renew our strength. Oh God, we thank you right now. You thank you. We thank you that you're faithful, oh God. You're faithful, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for your faithfulness right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for saving our children, oh, God. We thank you for saving our marriages, oh, God. We thank you for restoring our husbands, oh, God. We thank you for restoring our the wives, oh, God, for making us wives, oh, God, as those honorable wives, oh, God. Lord, for making us the wise, oh God, who respect and uplift our husbands. In Jesus' name, oh God, we thank you for making our husbands, oh God, the men who love you, oh God, whose heart seeks to please you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for men, oh God, who are strong in the Rebellion. They're strong in you, oh God. They have a heart after you, oh God. Lord, they have ears to hear your voice, oh God. They have hearts and love their wives, oh God. Oh, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for turning the children's heart to the Father and the Father to the children right now. We thank you, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you, oh, God, for provisions, oh, God, supernatural provisions, oh, God. Oh, God, let the provisions come, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Make your people blessings, oh, God. Oh, cause us to be walking blessings, oh, God. Oh, Lord, help us to bless everywhere we go, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to have hearts, oh, God, that love people, oh, God, in spite of their mess, oh God. Lord, help us not to talk about them, oh God. But Lord, help them to love us. Help us to love them, oh God. Help us to love them to you, oh God. Oh, Father God, help us today, oh God. Oh, God, we need you right now. Lord, we lift up our leadership, oh God. Father, help them, oh God. Lord, those who proclaim to be yours, oh God. Lord, help them to seek your face, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. In our schools, oh God. Help our children, oh God. Lord, right now, Father. Oh God, help our children, oh God. Lord, protect them in Jesus' name. Help them to know who they are, oh God. Help them to seek you right now, oh God. Oh, we need you right now, Jesus. We need you right now, Jesus. Oh God, we can't do it without you. We need you right now. We need you right now, oh God. Oh God, we need you right now. Oh God, oh, help our brothers and sisters, oh God, who are on a mission for you, oh God. Lord, they're going in dangerous places, oh God. Lord, where men seek their lives, oh God. But Father God, help them, Lord. Oh, your word, oh God, says, Lord, they have it your time. Oh God, you said, oh God, in your word, oh God, Lord, that those, oh God, who stand for you, oh God, Lord, that they didn't love their life to the death, oh God, but Father, they overcame the enemy by your blood and by the word of the testimony, and they didn't love their life to the death, oh God, but Father, they laid it down for you, oh God. Oh, right now, Jesus, God, help us, oh God. Lord, wherever you send us, oh God, help us not to be afraid to go, but God, help us to do what you called us to do, oh God. Let us be fearless right now in Jesus' name. God, help us to stand strong, God, that you will be glorified in our lives right now. Oh God, we lift them up before you. We lift up those, oh God, who are trying to help those who don't have for themselves, oh God. Lord, bless them with resources in Jesus' name. God, get the things that they need to them, oh God. Oh, Father, right now, those who have the resources, oh God, move on the hearts of your people, oh God. Lord, come against that stingy spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, God, even cause our enemies, oh God, to bless your people right now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, right now in Jesus' name, be glorified. Be glorified right now, Father. We ask that you be glorified in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh God. Oh, Father God, you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our praise, oh God. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. Oh, God, you're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, mighty God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, you're so worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. Right now. We thank you right now, oh God. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Oh God, we give you praise right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. Oh God, you're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Father God, you're worthy of our praise, oh God. We thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for your praise. We thank you for the praise that you give us, oh God. Oh God, you're the one that words our mouths, oh God. We thank you right now. We thank you, oh God, that we have a praise on our lips, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now. Oh, mighty God, we give you glory. We give you honor right now. Oh, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, mighty God. Oh, Father, I pray right now, Lord, for those that don't know you, Father, that they will come to know you in a real and a personal way. Save our children, God. Save our children, oh God. Oh, Father God, help them to have a relationship with you, Lord. God, help them to know you in the fullness of who you are in their lives, oh God, that they will know who they are, God. Oh, Father God, right now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we just lift up your people all around the world. God, those who are being persecuted for their faith, oh, God. Father, we lift them up before you. Oh, right now, Lord, give them strength that their faith will not fail. God, right now, in Jesus' name, Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, when you send in your people, oh, God, make them small in the eyes of the enemy, oh, God, so that they'll be able to go through places without being seen, without being caught, without being persecuted, without being killed. God, we lift them up before you in Jesus' name right now. Father, we thank you for it. Right now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise right now. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I thank you all those who stayed and waited for the Lord. You know, sometimes we got to get out of this where we have our, you know, our few minutes here and we're going to give God a time slot over here after we do this over there. You know, no, we got to get out of that. We got to get out of it. We're not on, God is not on our time scale. God shows up when he wants to show up, when the atmosphere is ready for him to show up. And we have to come to God with an expectancy that he's going to show up, but with the patience to wait on him until he does. And I just thank God for this today, and I thank God for you who are listening, and especially those who stayed and waited to hear what the Spirit of God had to say. I tell you, I believe with all my heart that there are going to be testimonies of great deliverances, testimonies of great moves of God. There's going to be manifestations and angelic manifestations. I believe right now there's going to be supernatural things occurring in our lives, supernatural deliverances that cannot be explained except that it was of God, that only God will be glorified. I believe that there has been an attack on my voice. I don't know for those who have been listening from the beginning, but there was nothing going on until I got on this broadcast, but the devil is a lie, and God is still on the throne. And when God has a word, nothing is going to stop that word from going forth. So I thank God for the grace that he has given me to proceed. And I thank God for the turnaround, the deliverances, the supernatural manifestations that are happening in your lives right now. I believe it. With everything in me, I believe it. In Jesus' name. I just ask that when God manifests what he is doing in your life, that you will get back in contact with us. Send us an email at kumn@kingdomcomenet.com. Go to our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com and get the number there. Let us know what God has done in your life and share it with us, because we want God to be glorified here. And so let us know what's happening, what God is doing in your life, and share this broadcast with others. It will be archived, so once it's done, the archive will be available, and you can go ahead and share it with others. But I just thank God for you. Look for the greater, because it's going to happen, and we're going to hear that from Jacqueline Carr right now.
Receive before it happens. Receive before it happens. You got to know it's gonna happen. Don't think it won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. Gotta see. gonna happen.